As part of the centennial celebration at the University of Texas at El Paso, KTEP presents Minor Minutes. Today is day 19 in the countdown to UTEP's centennial year.
UTEP opened its doors as the Texas School of Mines back in 1914, and 2 years later offered its first Bachelor of Science degrees in mining engineering to three students. The ceremony was held at TSM's original campus, which was eventually sold to Fort Bliss after a fire destroyed the school's main building just months later.
In 1918, when the new campus was formally dedicated at its current location, TSM graduated only one student due to the country's involvement in the First World War the previous year.
Class sizes gradually grew, and the number of degrees the school offered also increased. By 1932, the College of Mines began awarding not only Bachelor's of Science degrees, but degrees in liberal arts.
By the 1940s, Master's of Arts degrees in art, history, and education were offered. And since those humble beginnings, UTEP now offers bachelor's, master's, doctorate, and special professional degrees in a variety of fields ranging from liberal arts to nursing to engineering to business administration to education.
UTEP has led the nation in awarding undergraduate degrees in education, engineering, and mathematics and statistics to Hispanic students.
Over 100,000 degrees have been awarded in the last 100 years. Tomorrow, UTEP will hold its 131st commencement ceremony at the Don Haskins Center and will offer three separate ceremonies for the 2,200 candidates earning their degrees.
Friends and family members who attend will get to witness commencement traditions such as the university mace, the university and college banners with their unique seals, symbols, and colors, and the graduates' caps and gowns with a special hood worn by those who have earned master's or doctoral degrees.
To learn more about the centennial celebration at UTEP, visit UTEP100years.com. That's UTEP, numerals 100years.com. With today's Minor Minute, I'm Keith Erickson.
And I'm Norma Martinez.